I visited Bor State Hospital mortuary, where I saw 10 people lie still in a pool of blood. The dead include 5 women and 4 children. 2 Ugandan nationals and 2 Somalian traders were identified as some of the dead passengers. The injured, on the other hand, included 3 Ugandan nationals, 5 women, 11 men, and 7-year-old girl. James Ball, the clinical officer at Bor State Hospital, explains what support has been given to the wounded.
Based on our capacity limitation, we give some drugs to them, to control the pain, and also to give antibiotic that can prevent infection within the hospital also, and to prevent the wound infection.
Here at Bor State Hospital, 5 women and 7-year-old girl are in critical condition. The clinical officer told me that 6 civilians in need of X-ray services were taken to the Animus Level 1 hospital run by peacekeepers. Another 5 passengers are expected to be brought in today. While at the hospital, I spoke to Angume Joseph, a relative to the 2 deceased Ugandan women. Angume said the Ugandan community is raising money to transport the bodies to Terego Maracha district of Uganda.
Yeah, what we have to do is only to pray for them second and to organize a transport for them to take the dead body back to Uganda. It is so sad. It is so sad, not only because of my sisters, but some of even people from here, I know them. They are my friends.
Angume made a passionate appeal for security on the road to ensure that people tasked to carry the bodies to Uganda do not become the next victims of road attacks. 17 other bodies lie bare near Jameza checkpoint, where the cars were stopped and random fire opened on them. On Friday, Colonel Philip Aguero Panyang, the governor of Jonglei State, sent forces to de-escalate the tension between the suspected perpetrators and aggrieved families. The governor said efforts are made to secure the road between Terekeka and Jonglei.
I communicated with the command of the sector yesterday and have sent forces to the area, and I have been communicating with His Excellency Jima Ali Malau, the governor of Terekeka, and we have agreed that whatever differences that led to that clash should be controlled, and peace is brought to the road so that investigation take place, so that we know who are the culprits, who began it, and why, and both of us will contribute to the safety of the road.
Meanwhile, the chairperson of Ugandan community in Bor, Emmanuel Surunjoji, has appealed to the Uganda embassy in South Sudan to facilitate the transportation of the wounded persons to Uganda.
We've been coordinating to our embassy so that the embassy can coordinate with the officials so that we can get quick help so that we can take these bodies. And so far, even we have some who are wounded. There are 3. This one who are wounded, we are requesting the embassy to take them so that they can order for a flight for them so that they can be taken to Uganda for more treatment.
Chairman Emmanuel has this message to the government of South Sudan.
My message, which should go to the government of South Sudan, I think they have given people too much freedom. Because if you find that everyone has got a gun, this is not good. Government like South Sudan should have a proper organization. We should be with this gun, not everyone to have a gun in any way.
An eyewitness said armed gunmen stopped the 3 vehicles at a checkpoint and then showered the vehicles randomly with gunfire. Terekeka and Jonglei communities have always lived in peace. They intermarry and share grazing lands for the animals. The authorities in both Jonglei and Terekeka have promised to step up efforts aimed to reopen the Bor Juba Road. For Radio Miraya, I am Much Samuel Peter at Bor State Hospital.